Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michel. A few weeks ago, we enjoyed a program of late 19th century European piano music. When I was looking around for this material, I found so much good music that I knew we should have a part two to the program, so this is it. We'll hear three more Norwegian composers, pieces by Ethel Smyth and Marie Jaël, and, to begin with, a sonata by French composer Cécile Chaminade. She was born in Paris in 1857. At the occasion of her first public concert as a pianist at the age of 18, which included some of her compositions, Ambrose Thomas, who was present in the audience, commented, "That is not a woman who composes, but a composer who is a woman." The romantic opulence which characterizes Chaminade's music may well have stemmed from the rich surroundings of her childhood. Her family residence, landscaped with broad stretches of green and beds of rare flowers, provided the inspiration of stillness and beauty. Artists and musicians frequented the family home, providing encouragement and stimulation for her active imagination. Cécile had a flair for the dramatic and a genuine melodic gift. Her talents were recognized early, and she received the musical education necessary for their expression. In 1899, her career was launched by a performance of her own Konzertstück for piano and orchestra. She achieved international recognition as a virtuoso pianist and became a prolific composer. Chaminade wrote a great many agreeable salon pieces, for which she is perhaps best known, but we're going to hear the sonata in C minor, published in 1885. This is a powerful and dramatic work, orchestrally conceived. Though romantic in concept, it is cast in classical form. The first movement is in sonata form, with a brief, three-voiced fugue which transforms itself into the second theme. The second movement is in lyrical song form, where, the program notes for this performance tell us, Chaminade leisurely explores her material as she might the long perfumed gardens surrounding her home. Don't you love that? The final movement provides the pianist with an opportunity for brilliant technical display. Let's hear it now with Nancy Fierro, pianist. This is on an old LP, so you might hear a little popping noise, but I want you to hear this wonderful performance.